Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Do you yourself have an opinion on the subject?
I'm more interested in yours.
Well, what percentage of the, let's just pick an even number of, say, 10 million illegal aliens. Let's say that Biden released, I think it's closer to 20 million. Let's say he released 10 million illegal aliens into the country over the last 4 years. What percentage do you think we should let stay here of those 10 million?
I'm not trying to do a game show.
No, but I'm saying, no, but...
if you think that's the best use of...
Well, hold on, but is it your view that if a Democrat president releases 10, 15, 20 million illegals into the country, that they all then should get to stay forever and for all of life?
Stephen, I don't have a view about what Democratic presidents do. I'm asking what the Republican president
You don't want to answer the question because you know the answer is obvious. Everyone that Biden let in has to go home.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
We got Ryan in studio now, and I love Stephen Miller because he just doesn't play with these mainstream biased reporters whose goal is to try to ask an embarrassing question. Is it now the policy of the administration to deport American citizen children to Venezuela? No, you idiot. Do you not think we should deport anyone? I mean, it's bordering on ludicrous the way they're treating this.
It's the whole game plan was to import as many illegal immigrants as you can and then make it possible to get rid of them.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. The media is doing exactly what they are supposed to be doing. That's their job, is to make it hard.
Running interference for the Democrats, basically, is what it seems like. I thought Rubio handled it really well yesterday, and Holman, for that matter, just chews them up and spits them back out when it comes to all of that. Did you hear his comment yesterday about the person that tried to steal Kristi Noem's purse?
No, I haven't heard this.
Listen to this. Go to cut five, please.
I don't have the criminal history, but I know the one who stole the purse is supposedly in the country legally. But, you know, pick the wrong person to steal first from. I mean, Secretary Noem's a strong secretary. I know I've been talking about the success of men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE, but under her strong leadership, she's a game changer. So I'm happy to work with her, despite the media I've read that me and Kristi Noem have differences. Me and Kristi Noem are attached to the hip. There's no daylight between us. We're both going to push the president's agenda.
Yeah, I love that. On the way in yesterday, Kim and I were listening to the show that precedes us in the morning, and they had an interview on there with somebody who was reporting on the fact that sources within ICE tell this reporter that ICE agents are unhappy with Kristi Noem doing all of these press availabilities and showing up to go on raids, and they think it's all photo op and all that. And Holman makes it pretty clear that there's no space between them.
I had not heard him say that. Because he speaks kind of slurry a little bit. Did he say that the person who stole the purse was here illegally?
Yeah, it's an illegal alien. Yeah,
illegal.
Two of them now.
It's an illegal alien stole the purse of the head of the DHS?
Keep up with your illegal aliens, Ryan.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Yeah, really.
Like, of all the people to rob, you pick Kristi Noem. Not that they know, but, I mean... What are the chances?
In D.C., in the White House, I was talking to Annie about this earlier, they have signs lining the walkway at the White House where you go through security and you have to walk up this driveway to get to the press briefing room. It goes down and to the right. And these signs line the grass between the driveway and the portico to the White House, which you can see back to the left. All the network news reporters are set up across the driveway from it, so all those signs are in the background of their live shots in the morning, and the mainstream media has taken to blurring out the faces, even though All it is a wanted poster for people they've already arrested, mm-hmm. and the crime they were charged with, which was murder,
rape.
Kidnapping, rape. I mm-hmm. mean, it's amazing.
They're not like a jaywalking.
Oh, no.
Murder, rape. These are the baddest of the bad.
These are bad crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, MSNBC went so far as to say, we're being very careful here.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we don't know if they're actually criminals or illegal immigrants.
Why do these legacy media outlets not understand that this is why their ratings are tanking? I just saw some information about CNN and how pathetic their ratings are. I mean, it's awful when you compare it to like Fox News, for example.
Sure. Oh, they've just cashed
it. Do you not get it?
Everybody knows. And this should be the time when the resistance media is thriving.
I know.
And they just aren't. Everybody knows it's just bull.
That's true. We have unveiled some interesting things, though, about Act Blue. What did you find out about them?
So, yeah, we've talked about this before. I think it was maybe right before the election or right after that we were talking about Act Blue. If you are in your bubble and you are, you have to be in the know a little bit to even know that this is a story.
Right.
But if you are in the Democrat bubble, you would read stories from people like Axios, and I printed out the story because I thought, well, Axios sometimes goes down the middle, and they'll give you both sides. So I like to look at them to see how they're reporting on it. Trump wants Act Blue and Democrats, this is Democrats' donation platform, investigated by the DOJ. Fair headline. The article does not tell you why at all.
It doesn't mention at all why he wants them investigated?
It quotes a whole bunch of people who are saying, well, this is all political. they're just going after him because this is... Act Blue said in a statement, Trump's action needs to be seen for what it is. Donald Trump's latest front in his campaign to stamp out all political, electoral, and ideological opposition, which has really nothing to do with this because this was going on way before he was president, and has been going on for a while. But if you want to know the facts about what Act Blue was doing, you have to go to somebody like the New York Post and other articles that have been published for months now. The memo authorized by Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate whether Act Blue was allowing dummy accounts or foreign nationals to donate to Democrat causes. And it's not just that. It's lots of other things, too. They say despite repeated instances of fraudulent donations to Democrat campaigns and causes from domestic and foreign sources, Act Blue is not demonstrating a serious effort to deter fraud from its platform. And you remember when I was in here last, there are multiple people in multiple states who have noticed that their name is coming up as having donated to Act Blue. Well, if you are, and some of them are Republican activists, they're like, I was not donating to Act Blue. And there are active cases going on in litigation in those states that the House was looking at to say, there's a lot of evidence of fraud all over the place. And a lot of it is this money that was coming from international sources. They did not keep the 3-digit CVV code from most of their credit card transactions. For a long, long time, right up until the investigation started, we'll start now. And so you really can't track where most of this money was coming from, or at least large portions of it. and the amazing thing is the Democrats are circling the wagon. Tom Bonnier is one of the top pollsters for Target Smart, which NBC uses. He says, I challenge any Trump supporter to explain how this isn't Trump weaponizing the DOJ to go after his political opponents. But the fact is, I believe this could really unravel a lot, because we all wonder how where's this money coming from?
Follow the money.
And it's not just, oh, it's coming from international sources, which is illegal, first of all.
Correct.
But it's where do the international sources, where are they getting it?
Well, so you say fraud from individual people who are Republicans. How are they getting that money from a Republican?
Well, they don't know, because a lot of the Republicans are saying, I never donated, but it was donated in their name. So these are fraudulent donations already, because they didn't actually pay anything.
But Ryan, I mean, in their defense, hypothetically here, if the money originated in the United States, let's say as a taxpayer payment to USAID, which then transferred it to an NGO out of the country, which transferred it back to an NGO in the country who donated it to Act Blue, is it really foreign money? I think they'll be able to make that argument.
I think you're connecting the dots here of why they're going after this, because they got to find, you know, Democrats have been amazing, and really the deep state, because it's some Republicans too, have been amazing at exploiting loopholes in our system.
Oh, sure.
Go ask Hunter Biden and Joe. They might know something about this.
They have to find how this was done illegally, and a lot of it's going to be line items and stuff, but this is one way that they're looking to see, where is this money? Where is it coming from? Where is it going? How did it end up here?
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, we're going to get to a break here. Ethan has given me a wrap, so let me get to that. Can you hang out, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, Ryan Wiggins from Wiggins America in studio with us. We'll be back in just a minute. Cox Morning.